managed from the studio there to whilst Andy checked to make sure they were there. Have I got to guess who they are? We played. Is it Shaggy? Hello, mystery guest.
Hello, I'm your Christmas fairy.
Oh no, you're my Christmas fairy.
Yes.
Christmas fairy. Are you a singer, Christmas fairy?
No, only in shower.
You're in the shower?
No, I only sing in shower.
Oh, you only sing in the shower. Okay.
Yes.
But you sing for a living, maybe, in the shower?
I don't know what you mean. Oh no, I don't sing for a living, no.
Okay. What are you doing this Christmas, Christmas fairy?
I will be watching the good television. It is very good television, Christmas Day.
Really?
Yes.
What's on Christmas Day that we should watch?
I don't know. Something maybe around 6 o'clock-ish.
Would that maybe be Doctor Who?
Yes, I think it's good.
Is that David Tennant?
Yeah, how you doing?
That was blooming good. I was like, oh my god, no, who is it? Where are we going with this?
Well, you know, I only give you a little clue. That was quite well
worked. Oh, that was, who are you basing that accent on? Who was your inspiration?
I hadn't really thought about it before I started speaking. So I suppose it was probably a little Sacha Baron Cohen going on there, wasn't that?
Yeah, I was thinking Dracula, kind of, you know, Gary Oldman and Dracula.
Yeah, maybe that.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
I'm all right. I had it's all been a bit of a mad couple of weeks.
You've not been well, have you?
No, I ended up having spinal surgery about 10 days ago.
Crikey!
That wasn't planned for the end of the year.
Oh my goodness, and are you okay now?
Well,
are you recovering?
I'm at hospital and I'm padding around. Unfortunately, I'm not back at work yet. But I'm fine. I'm on my feet and I'm getting better. But it's just it's a bit of a thing. I wasn't really expecting that. Just crept up on me.
Did it? Was it an injury that you got then, or was it?
I don't think so. I mean, it was just I had a bit of lower back pain that was just kind of creeping up on me.
Yeah.
And I've had lower back pain before, but this I suddenly realised was different because it started going all down my leg and
scary.
And I sort of kept going with the show, and anyone who saw the last couple of performances I did, I had to do a lot of sitting down. I'd find lots of reasons why Hamlet suddenly fell to his knees. but then I woke up, I think, one day after the show, and it was just there was no going forward. So yeah, all got it. It was all a bit scary, really, suddenly in hospital. But it was all done very quickly and very brilliantly. So I seem to be making quite a quick recovery. But it's it's whether I'll make it back on stage or not. I'm hoping to get back for maybe the last few shows, but we'll see how.
When's it due to finish, David?
10th of January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you. Well, are you going to get lots of rest and TLC over Christmas then?
Well, I hope so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I certainly am playing on that as much as I can.
Yeah.
Getting people to bring me things.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sort of get about now, but I'm not allowed to lift anything yet.
Yeah.
So I have to sort of tell people what to do for me.
Can you lift that bottle of wine over to me, please?
Just lift it to my lips, gently.
Oh, amazing. Can you stay around while I play a record and we'll chat about the Christmas special? Oh, brilliant. Mr. Guest David Tennant, how wicked is that? Okay, John Lennon and this from Kid Cudi, then we get more and we talk about Doctor Who after this. Just joined us. Afternoon is coming up to 10 to 2. Mystery guest has been revealed. It is the lovely David Tennant.
Hello.
Hi. Who, if you have just tuned in, is getting better, which we're all very glad to hear. I've had a couple of texts and stuff in from people tonight. This is from Kev, says he saw Hamlet in Stratford. You were amazing, he says. It was brilliant. He liked the idea of the torches, which you'll know what that means, maybe.
Like the idea of the torches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Here we go. How great to hear David's okay. Give him a big hug and Merry Christmas to him from Helen and Grantham.
Thank you.
And someone says, Alistair and Willemslow says, David gave me an autograph at about 3:30 in the morning in Monmouth. Oh, is that your bike?
That's my phone going off.
Ah,
sorry.
A good ringtone.
That's the text.
Is that a text? That's brilliant. That's a great sound.
Yeah, it's good.
3:30 in Monmouth when he was filming the Christmas special. What a nice man.
Oh, good.
3:30 in the morning.
Oh, we do a lot of through the nights, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that so that people can't see what you're doing?
No, it's because, you know, nighttime's spookier, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
So there's quite a lot of night times in the one coming up, you'll see on Christmas Day.
Well, talking about this Christmas special, 6 o'clock BBC One Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
Shrouded in mystery, they always are.
Of course.
But we get given a few sort of teasers with
yes.
it. So what we know so far is that it's set in the Victorian era.
That's right.
There are Cybermen.
There are Cybermen.
There's another Doctor.
There is another Doctor, played by David Morrissey.
Now, you can keep repeating what I'm saying, or you can maybe tell us anything else.
Well, what can I tell you?
Can you tell me anymore?
David Morrissey. I mean, who else would you... sort of a brilliant bit of casting for another Doctor, yeah. I think. And, but David Morrissey's Doctor doesn't recognise me.
Okay.
So clearly, something's happened to him.
Right.
Because... if he, as he's not a Doctor we've seen before, he's clearly a Doctor from the future.
Yeah, okay.
But he doesn't seem to know who I am.
Okay.
There's a little bit, that's a bit more plot I think has been revealed so far.
Yeah, I mean, last year we had Kylie.
We did, and this year we've got David Morrissey.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Both very sexy in very different ways.
I love that whole thing of you know, I was just saying to you off air and stuff, for me, I've only kind of experienced a normal Christmas day, or as normal as Christmas day can be, for the last couple of years. Mm. And there is something really special and lovely about sitting down with all your family or friends or whatever, and, you know, and all sitting watching this. Because you don't do that much these days.
No.
You know, all sit down and watch the same TV shows together and stuff.
I think Doctor Who suits that, because it's one of the few genuine family shows where everyone, you know, all the generations seem to enjoy it. So.
Yeah.
It's a perfect bit of Christmas. It feels like we've been doing Christmas specials forever, really. I mean, this is the fourth one, but it feels like we've become a tradition, which I'm delighted about.
Yeah, totally. When did you film it? Did you do like in the height of summer and try?
We did it. April, May, I think.
Okay. Wow, ages ago then.
It was. Yeah, we did it at the end of the last series, so this one's been ready for a while now.
Are you going to watch it? Will you sit down and watch
it?
Brilliant.
Should I pretend not to?
No, not at all. I think that's brilliant because, you know, it's work you're proud of. Why shouldn't you watch it?
Yeah, and also it's what you do on Christmas Day, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Yeah, we're just the same. We'll all be sitting around.
Do you get, like, is it weird watching yourself, though, or do you kind of pretend, you know, it's just, oh, it's the Doctor, it's not me?
It's never entirely pleasant. you're always thinking about the bits you could have done better, but no, they're good fun, and also because shows like this, so much of them happens in post-production and all that.
Yeah.
It's always fun just to see it finally, and it feels different when it goes out. You know, you get sent a DVD from the production office and you watch it, and we have screenings and all that. But it just feels different when everyone around the world is watching it. Well, not around the world, but around the country is watching it all at once.
They're watching around the world. It's massive.
Yeah, they eventually watch around the world, but maybe not all on Christmas Day.
Does it get when it goes out abroad? Does it get dubbed into different languages with someone?
I think in some places it does. Yeah. I've never seen
He's
it.
He's been
I don't
Doctor.
Know what it sounds like.
Yeah, totally. Wonder who does your voice in like other countries. That'd be quite funny to find out. What's Christmas Day going to be? What describe your Christmas Day for us? What have you got planned?
Oh, I mean, you know, family and all that.
Yeah.
I'll be with my nieces and my dad and my brother and my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
It's Christmas with the family.
Yeah, totally.
Do, isn't it?
Have you had a chance to do any Christmas shopping or?
Everything has had to be done online, really, and quite quickly. Because I thought, oh, it's great, I'll be in the West End every day doing my show, so
yeah.
I'll just put her into work a little bit early, do some shopping, go to work, bring it home. That's all gone a bit wrong. So everything's had to be done on websites that allowed you to order up till kind of 2 days ago, really.
Well,
now I'm just crossing my fingers that everything's going to arrive.
Get there in time.
My dad has just arrived. Just as I was hanging on the phone to you, he just came through the door. That's a relief.
That happened to me this morning, and I was like that. Yes!
Yeah.
Thank you. Otherwise, it was going to be a quick trip to St Andrews on Christmas Eve to buy something.
Well, I don't know what it would be. Briquettes from the corner garage.
I've told people if they are buying new presents to get you some batteries for your Dalek slippers, because I know they've run out of batteries.
I don't think you can replace the battery on my Dalek slippers.
Why are they not working then? That's not fair.
I don't know, but it's better, to be honest. They were quite annoying.
What's, you know how we heard your message alert there? What's your ringtone? Just out of curiosity.
It's just like an old, kind of an old phone.
Okay. Oh, like a proper ring.
Yeah, like, you know that old, what's it
ring,
called?
Ring,
classic
thing.
Ring or something it's called. I've just got an iPhone, you see.
Oh,
I gave in.
Did you?
To the inevitability of all things Apple.
Yeah.
And I've just, it doesn't have a lot of options, but I've gone for the classic.
Yeah. Producer Andy was rolling his eyes at us there as we were getting a little bit excited about iPhones, like an old dad in the corner.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. Yeah, I've got one too.
And what have you got?
I've personalised ringtones.
Have you?
So, like, when my mum phones, she's got, like, a little salsa thing that goes off and stuff.
Nice.
So it's quite, you know who's phoning before you...
Yeah.
You look at your phone and stuff, so I quite like that.
Aren't you sort of contractually obliged to have happening pop tunes on your phone?
I actually have the Crazy Frog still. No, I don't. But I love that as a ringtone.
I think you'd have to leave Radio 1 if you had that still on your phone.
Ding, 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 ding. It's brilliant. I love it still. Well, David, it's so nice to talk to you. And I'm so glad to hear that you are getting back to full health.
Look, I'm fine, yeah. I really am.
We've got to ask you before you go, because you know you said last time you were on that you'd missed the role, but it was time to move on from Doctor Who. Do you still feel the same, or are you moonwalking backwards?
Well, I've still got 4 to do.
Okay.
I mean, it's me for a whole other year yet.
Great.
It'll still be me next Christmas.
And then next year it may well be.
Goodbye, beard. Hello, familiar, stupid face.
It may well be. Who knows? That is a decision which I think is probably, you know, well, I don't know when we'll know, but.
Will they ask you? Do they ask you who you think it should be?
It's nothing to do with me. It's on to the next people now, isn't it?
But I would think they would at least ask your opinion about who you think.
No.
I mean, I know you said last time you wanted to be Billy.
I didn't actually ever say that, although she would be marvellous.
She would be pretty great to have a female doctor.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could, maybe it's time to move on from Radio 1, Edith. Maybe it's time for you to take the plunge.
Well, funny you should say that.
The call comes. Would you be ready?
Only if I could wear a really long scarf like the old ones.
Oh, come on, you old traditionalist.
Yeah,
move on.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, you did. You see, it's maybe time we kind of go a bit retro.
Exactly.
Listen, we'll let you go, and thank you so much for taking time to chat to us.
It's a great pleasure. Have a lovely Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year when it comes.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up at some point with you next year.
I hope so.
Lots of love, David.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Aw, what a brilliant surprise. Can I go now?